Mrs. Bean slid her glasses to the top of her nose.
"Candy bar, maybe you'd like to tell the class what's so funny?"
He leaned back in his chair.
"I just smashed a bug. No big deal."
"And then he ate it," Spud said, as more giggles erupted. She marched to Candy Bar's desk and picked a raisin off the floor.
"One of your bugs?"
It kinda looks like one," he snickered. She crossed her arms.
"Maybe if you spent less time eating bugs and more time studying, your grades would improve. You're staying 1 hour after school to study."
Candy Bar's eyelids grew heavy as he stared at the clock. How long could 1 hour be?
"Have a nice nap,"
Mrs. Bean snapped as she yanked the shade down over the words. He bolted upright.
"I wasn't sleeping. My brain was processing all those exciting words."
She raised her left eyebrow.
"Then I guess you'll get 100 on the test tomorrow." If I had chompy juice, I could see through that shade and ace the test, he thought, dashing out the door.
The playground was almost empty by the time Candy Bar came by. Chompy, Cookie, Salty, and Spud were playing ball with Wiener.
"Hey, Candy Bar, I found a big, juicy worm on the slide. You hungry?"
Spud teased.
"No, but maybe you are."
He threw a bunch of raisins at them.
"Gee, what's bugging you?
Did you learn the spelling words?" Spud asked. "Nah, but Mrs. Bean made me take them home to study,"
Candy Bar said, tossing his homework. A gust of wind blew it under the slide.
"Did you know we got a new dog named Twixie? Hey, look, Cupcake's coming with her now."
Wiener's tail wagged like a windshield wiper, but Twixie's upper lip curled as the dogs circled each other. A few sniffs later, they joined forces against the squirrels and chipmunks.
"How about a game of kickball?"
Candy Bar shouted.
"You're on,"
Cookie said. While they were busy recruiting a few more players, Candy Bar quietly snatched the Chompy juice from Chompy's backpack and hid it in the tall grass. "No worries about that spelling test tomorrow," he thought. The score was 3-3 when Candy Bar strutted to the plate. "I'll be the hero," he thought. With a mighty kick, the ball sailed over first base. But a burst of wind sent it drifting toward the tall grass.
"Uh-oh," he mumbled.
Twixie and Wiener raced toward the ball, their noses pressed against the grass.
"What are they looking for?"
Chompy said.
Boing!
Wiener and Twixie's eyes popped like golf balls. Suddenly, they could see for miles. And through the slide where a chipmunk was burying his nuts, a mad chase began.
"How'd the dogs get my Chompy juice?"
Chompy cried, dumping his backpack.
"I took it to help me study for the spelling test. I guess the ball knocked it over." "Study? Don't you mean cheat?"
Candy Bar shrugged his shoulders.
"I know, it was wrong. I'll study the words Mrs. Bean gave me."
"I don't think so," Chompy said, holding Candy Bar's tattered homework.
"But maybe there's something we can do. Come to my house."
He waved to the others.
"Let's help Candy Bar learn the spelling words."
They gathered around Chompy as he held up a flashcard. "The first word is which. I'll say each letter, then you say the first word you think of."
"W."
"Wicked," Candy Bar called out.
"I." "Ice cream,"
Cupcake yelled.
"T."
"Train,"
Spud shouted.
"C." "Cat,"
Salty said.
"H. Horse,"
Cookie finished. Chompy put the words together. The wicked witch ate ice cream on the train with her cat and horse, he said. Laughter roared as everyone pictured a witch sitting on her horse, eating ice cream on a train.
"Oh, I get it," Candy Bar said. "When I think of these words, I'll remember how to spell witch. That's right, it's called word association."
They played the game until Candy Bar learned all the spelling words.
"Thanks, Chompy. I owe you one."
"You sure do. Here's a broom. Start sweeping out the garage."
"You want me to do your chores?
You took my Chompy juice and tried to cheat. What do you think?"
"I guess you're right.
Hey, if a witch can ride a broom, I guess I can push one."
Candy Bar laughed. The end.